Now, I'm going to share with you some more about this tracking thing that I think you're going to find interesting. You may become so interested that you might want to look into the possibility of seeing what you can do to kind of slow it down. Fingerprinting. Digital fingerprinting. What is that about? Well, that's when a tracker tries to identify your machine based on the details that the tracker can glean about your machine, using things like the system fonts you've installed. It sounds evil, but the technique actually has two sides to it. Security experts can use it to try to identify the computers used in an attack, and that's a good thing. But a typical internet user who values their privacy wouldn't want their machine and their behavior tracked and identified with this technique. Fingerprinting, according to Jared Overson, who's director of engineering at a company called Shape Security, which is a cybersecurity company, says that fingerprinting is just little bits of data that lead up to something specific. And it gets to be problematic when those data bits end up leading to individual people. At the recent Apple keynote address, Federici explained how the next version of Safari is going to fight that tracking strategy. They're presenting web pages with only a simplified system configuration, and as a result, your Mac will look more like everyone else's Mac. And it'll be dramatically more difficult for data companies to uniquely identify your device and track you. While you might hope that Safari's private browsing mode or Chrome's incognito mode keep you anonymous online, the private browsing mode, how many of you use that? And you'll click on new private window or new private window, something like that, and you're thinking, okay, this is a whole lot better. Well, not really. Remember that those features are more about shielding your internet history from others who can put their hands on your machine. They can get into the room where your computer's located, bring it up, and then review your history, your browsing history. That's what the private browsing is for. It just keeps potentially prying eyes that can get their hands physically, literally, actually on your computer from knowing where you've been. But when it comes to tracking you online, it doesn't make any difference at all. The private browsing makes no difference. Shape Security's Overson compared the situation to an arms race. Incognito mode limits the ability for people to collect and store a variety of data on your browser and your device, but it's not going to limit the creativity of people who are explicitly out to track you. And fingerprinting wasn't the only tracking technique that Apple discussed. The Facebook, Twitter, and other social buttons that you see at the bottom of an article, even the comment areas. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, even the comment areas. Companies can use those elements to track your web behavior. And Apple's Federici said that in the forthcoming version of Safari, they're blocking that approach. Now, here's how that kind of tracking works. Say you visit one website, and then you visit another website. Not another page within the same website. You visit different websites, and they both have a Facebook button on them. Well, according to Schumann, Gosa Majumdar, who's of Shape Security and was the former head of product at Google for click fraud, the way that like button ends getting served is actually from the Facebook domain. And that means when you visited both of those sites, neither of which are Facebook sites, they just have Facebook buttons on them. When you visited those sites, there was a call that was actually made by your browser to Facebook servers. Now, Facebook has the ability to correlate those two calls, and it's aware of the fact that you visited both of those websites, despite the fact that neither of those sites was Facebook. The same is true of the other buttons you see, and that's not great news from a privacy perspective. There are companies out there that are fighting these things, some of these tracking methods, isn't it great that we have all that to be concerned about? And I know some people say, ah, it's no big deal. Hey, look, there's no privacy anyway. That's what a lot of people are saying. And I dig where you're coming from. Some people say there's no privacy anyway. You can't, yeah, there's nothing you can do about it. Others will say, hey, look, you know what? The answer is make sure that you don't go anywhere online that you don't want the world to know about. And that might be, I mean, I can see both of those positions helping relieve some of the stress of searching the internet, using our own computers in the privacy of our own homes, automobiles, at the park, wherever. And people just being nosy. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Are you up to seeing if there are software programs out there that can make it harder for you to be tracked? How many of you use the feature that says do not track as part of your privacy and security strategy? Well, I tell you what, don't get too upset. Don't be too stressed by this. You know they're going to keep coming up with ways more and more and more to track, to be nosy. All right. In the meantime, while we solve these world problems, I want you to still be thinking about what you are doing to let some of life's best moments come through you, especially to have a positive impact on your own family members. Are you doing that, ladies and gentlemen? Are you working on letting some of life's best moments continually come through you? Family members, are each of you committing to letting life's best moments come through you to each of your family members so that all of you benefit?